Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
These past couple of years, I've had a new tradition of going down to Beach Life Festival, which is you fly into LAX, you drive out to Hermosa Beach and stay with friends
Okay. Who
have a family cabin there, and then you walk down to Redondo Beach for the festival.
And I saw it was all over the news, not because of any of the music that was playing, but because they had to shut the concert down. I instantly thought of you. I never ended up texting you. I thought of you, but I...
She's fine.
I was like, oh, she probably would have texted if something went wrong. And I'm like, well, no, she wouldn't have texted if something went wrong. But then I saw you were posting some stuff on social media. I'm like, oh, she's fine. I don't need to bother her.
Well, Friday night, Sting performed, and he was amazing. I mean, he played all the Police hits. He played a bunch of his solo stuff. That was a definite core highlight. Saturday night, Incubus completely slayed it. Amazing set list. I sang every word. I think everyone I was with thought I was crazy.
What was the age range demographic for Sting?
I will say,
were you the youngest person enjoying the music of Sting?
There were some.
Okay.
There was an older crowd on Friday night, but I will say the venue was way more packed for Sting than it was for Incubus.
Okay.
Which kind of shocked me. I kind of assumed it would be about the same, you know, number of people night to night, but people were real fired up for Sting, and he was great. Incubus was amazing. And then on day three, this past Sunday, we were right in the middle of ZZ Top's set.
I didn't even know ZZ Top was still playing.
My first time ever seeing ZZ Top.
Right.
And they were not allowed to complete their set. So as they're playing, you can hear the wind is just grabbing the sound and just destroying it. It must have been really hard for them to even get through it. And at one point, they just kind of stopped playing. And we thought, oh, maybe they've had enough with the sound guy and they're just bailing. But no, next thing we know, one of them gets up on the mic and says, well, we can't let you leave without this. And they played a couple notes from LaGrange. Did it, and then they walked off the stage. They walked off the stage and we're like, what is happening? And then the next thing we hear...
I love that they kind of troll the entire crowd. They're like, we're told we can't play. We know you want to hear this song. This is all we can give you.
So it was right. They couldn't finish Tube Snake Boogie. Then they played three notes from LaGrange and they were off the stage.
I don't know how many times I've wanted them to just keep playing Tube Snake Boogie for life.
So then the next thing you hear is like basically a warning announcement. Everyone must evacuate. For 1 hour, the venue is experiencing high winds, blah, blah, blah.
Did the winds feel that bad?
It was whipping pretty good. And the fact that the sound was so distorted,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how they could have even dealt with that. A couple of the gusts got up to like 50 miles an hour, they said. So, it was definitely a safety concern for especially the people that were up on the stage or anywhere near the stages because there's scaffolding everywhere and lights and rigging and all of that.
And sadly, there's been some tragedies over the last
yes.
decade that have been because of weather that I could understand. I couldn't imagine being a concert promoter when weather hits and you're like, we're outside. Are we being overly cautious or are we potentially putting the fans and the bands and everybody involved at risk?
Well, and even if it was one person that got hurt or, you know, or injured or something like that, it wouldn't be worth it. So
if you go on social media,
oh my gosh,
you're wrong.
People are so up in arms about it. They want refunds. I'm like, this is an act of God is what they say. It's in the contract. I don't think anybody's getting refunds because of High Wind.
So you're not getting a refund?
I don't believe so. And I'm not going to, you know, cry about it.
You're not going to sue them?
It is what it is.
I saw somebody saying it's time to file a lawsuit, which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah, somebody said, we'll see you in court. And I was I'm sure you will.
You don't want to mess with God's lawyers, man. That's some of the best lawyers of all time.
But all in all, it was great.
I also saw some people just like, it's like 12 miles per hour right now. When are we actually going to get the concert going again? And that's also the fear is like, when do we start the show up again? Like, it's like that with baseball games or football games. Like, when there's lightning and you're just like, I mean, I feel good about going back out there and watching the game until somebody gets hit by lightning.
Well, and they said one of the big issues would have been having to do another sweep to make sure that, you know, that nothing dangerous had happened in the venue. They would have had to do another sweep with law enforcement to make sure there was no, you know, nothing got brought in. They'd have to do all the security all over again. It would have been a nightmare.
I would just be so pissed off. Like, if I'm a big ZZ Top fan, I'd be like, I sat through Sting, I sat through Devo, and all I wanted to see is ZZ Top, and it's over.
Well, the Fish fans were real upset because Trey was not able to play on Saturday, so the Fish fans were very angry.
They were probably so high on mushrooms they thought they saw
they
him play.
Like, you just go to the bar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.